Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
You are listening to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. And please find me, my podcast, my paid membership shows, become a Blue Rocker, have fun with me, join the Blue Rocker group, be one in the know. Go to ConnieWillis.com. You'll learn all about me and all the shows. And get ready for talking back with Robert Treat again with on the podcast at Connie Willis, the podcast. And we're gonna put one in the can this weekend. We're gonna put that out at where it's why the aliens are here, who they are. And he will be on Blue Rock Talk this coming week, Wednesday. So you have to become a member in order to see that. Even if you say, I'm going to try it out for a month, well, then join for a month and see if you want to keep going. But Robert will be on. It's a live stream. You'll see him that way. However, I don't know if he's going to go incognito or not. That's up to him. I would, but that's up to him. The informant, that you heard here on Coast to Coast not long ago. So check it out. Learn more at ConnieWillis.com. What I'm doing is I'm bringing back something I did before that I call the Taken Talks, where lifers, abductees, contactees, those that have been taken, compare notes with others. And it gets really in depth. It gets really deep. And with bringing Robert back into everything, and a lot of people finding his information extremely interesting and going a whole lot deeper than most by being with the elite and doing the different things that he did with it, that when I do the Taken Talks, I'm even going to be inviting James Gilliland in as well so that they can compare notes, because they say a lot of the similar things. It'll be interesting to see what they agree upon and what they disagree upon. And I'll be doing that with some other people, the Kinsella twins, Paul Sinclair, got to talk with Brett Oldham and, some people like that. So anyway, James, I'm looking forward to that. So thank you. Thank you. And thanks for being on the other night with me. So James, let me ask you, I mean, the videos you got, the pictures you sent, you had texted me and said, Connie, there's all this activity happening. What did you see over the Isseti Ranch in Hawaii, and what is going on?
Yeah, it's been very interesting. The it's just picked up phenomenally. And what I usually do is I get up about 5 in the morning, and I go out and grab my camera, and I have night vision attached to the camera, and without a doubt, I'll see at least 8 or 9 ships a night. So sometimes I'll see up to 15 or 20. It's very similar to East City in Washington. There's more activity in East City in Washington because we'll see like 25. I've seen actually 200 ships in one night, just insane there, and landings and coming out of the mountain. And you know, the inner earth guys are there. It's all going on. But the here, it was just one after another of these massive ships coming in, powering up, coming right over the house, and then, you know, going behind the trees. So you can see these things are very low, and they're responding to us, you know, on the ground and putting on, you know, a little dazzle duty, a little show. And you feel the energy when they power up. There's an energy exchange, and you get real giddy. You know, the energy is really high.
Yes, you're exactly right. Yes.
Yeah.
You do. So, you do get giddy. Yep.
Yeah. And so we're getting them out over the ocean. We're getting big golden ships just sitting right over the ocean, and then they just blink out and gone and disappear. And then there's just so much going on. You know, a lot of times, like the other day, I had six ships in one frame crossing each other, flying, making turns, everything. And, you know, these things are turning too. And, you know, when you get on with, you know, you always have the, I don't know why they do it, but whenever they do, even Fox News did it, they brought on, they came out and they're blown away and they saw all the ships. And I gave them some excellent footage. They kind of sanitized it. But at least they did cover it, and they did a pretty good job. It was a pretty favorable job. But it's kind of weird. They bring these scientists on, and, you know, from NASA and these other guys, James Todd with the university, with OMSI, you know, planetarium and everything. So these things are flying treetop level. They're responding to us on the ground. They're turning. They're landing on the mountain. They're morphing from 1 to 4. And they're looking at this footage, and they're saying, oh, that's easily explainable. That's just the space station or the shuttle. And even when the shuttle was grounded, they're trying to say that's the shuttle. So, you know, you get these experts, and they're not experts at all, and they've abandoned all critical thinking and just base common sense when they analyze. And we use their data. We go... They used to have J-Tracker up. I don't know if it's still up, but they have Heavens Above. And you can go on there and you can look at all the visible satellites. So I want to warn people, when you go there, where they try to pass this off, they said, there's tons of satellites in the sky. There are, but there's not that many visible satellites.
Mm-hmm. And you can tell those too.
Yeah, and you have to look under the category of visible satellites. Over your area, you can type in your zip code and it'll tell you exactly what's overhead. And so it'll say, you know, there's maybe 1 to 4 visible satellites a night overhead. And so when you see 20 or 30 or 200, you know, you've gone way past that quota.
And, you know, and it's different. They look different. They act different. They respond differently. They are not, it's so hard when people do that kind of thing. It's so frustrating.
No. They're self-illuminated too. And even late at night when the sun's behind the earth and they're in the earth's shadow, they're self-illuminated. And satellites are not self-illuminated. I think the space station has a little beacon on it and that's about it. But, you know, they don't have headlights and...
That's right. That's
right. Landing lights and things.
If they
like
do,
that,
so. It's us.
No, I mean, the space stations don't.
I got you.
Yeah, well, these ships are usually multicolored lights. We photograph triangular ships, massive saucer ships, small ones, every color imaginable. We've got huge cylinder ships. That we've actually got on film and photographed. And the problem is people go, well, that's military, or that's something. And I've shown it to top people, like I said before, in the military and Skunk Works, even an Air Force base commander. And he said, those aren't ours. You know, we don't have that many different types of ships up there. You know, they do have, we do have Space Force and a lot of the secret space fleet and things like that up there. So Yeah, when I tell people, it's an unknown. Any way you look at it, it's a UFO. It's an unidentified flying object. Now, who's on that, on those ships, is a different story, and that's where we've gone far beyond. We've actually made contact. We know who's on the ships, the different races, why they're here, who's here, and what their agendas are. And so we've gone so far beyond that. But that's a controlled narrative. That part of the story is heavily censored, and they don't want that information out.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers you can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Why is that when you can look up? I guess because people can look up and they still deny it. But other than that, I mean, you can look up. You can literally just look up. People start looking up and you will see these things. So how can they just hide that narrative when that's the case? Because enough people are just going, oh, okay, whatever you say. Is that why? Or that's why they're getting away with it? I mean, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Let me say one more thing if I can.
Yeah.
I knew some of the people with Roswell, and Jesse Marcel Jr. was great to me and other people along the way with Roswell. But Roswell, there's so many other things that have happened since. It's like, you guys, okay, please don't act like Roswell's the only thing that ever happened. There's so much going on now, and some people they're still stuck on there. They want to do documentaries on that. They want to go on and on and on about that when there's so much they're missing. No offense to Roswell. Hey, I was at a celebration, loved the people, talked about it, but there's so much more that we're missing by not looking at what happens today, yesterday, tomorrow, last week, 2 days ago. It's not just Roswell.
Yeah,
it has been.
I think one of the main problems is, and we're going through a huge transition right now, but the powers that were, that are actually unfolding, imploding right now, they want to keep us, you know, stupid, sick, and poor, basically. They don't want to educate us. They don't even want to let us know that there are benevolent beings out there that have, you know, fuel-less energy, anti-gravity, counter-gravity, med beds. They've conquered disease and all their energy needs are met. They have replicators. They have all this stuff. And, you know, the people that want to keep us enslaved through dependency don't want that kind of contact. And they don't want the spiritually advanced ones, because they'll give us a different history that's totally different from the narrative that they've been pushing for a long time. So, you know, basically the Earth is a series of colonizations from the stars. And if you track back any religion, any tradition, even Yigong and some of the ancient ones, they all go back to the stars. They go back to Atlantis and Lemuria, and those were star colonies. The Pleiadians actually started Atlantis and Lemuria, and other colonies joined them, other beings joined them. But in the most ancient time, the Anunnaki that were here, they were ancient Lyrians, and that's where we have the image of the bearded gods, you know. So a lot of people go, I don't believe in God. And they go, which God don't you believe in? You know, I said, you got the Egyptian gods, the Greek gods, the Hebrew gods. There was actually two of them. And you have all of these different beings out there. And that's where we got the image of the bearded god, is from these ancient visitors. But the thing is I'm not saying God doesn't exist. You know, it's the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. It's far beyond any bearded man. You know, it's not male. It's not female. It's beyond all that. It's just pure consciousness and energy. And it's actually pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. Having a couple near-death experiences, I experienced it firsthand.
So let me ask something, and give me a second to kind of put it in my head and develop it as I ask you, okay? Sure. It's a chick thing. So when it comes to the people that are controlling the narrative, when they follow us as the humans, and I'm just going to, just let me go with this here. Okay, sure. So they have the knowledge of who we are, how we all started, how everything has happened, thrown the narratives on us. Okay. Are we, and they're, you know, keeping us down, and you hear that from everybody in every genre in some way or another. Are we the AI that got smarter and more intelligent as we went along and they needed to stop it?
Are you talking about us as humans?
Yeah.
No, actually, we're, if you really, you know, actually, the God is actually coded into our DNA. Yahweh is actually coded into our DNA. And there's a lot of research on that. And that's why they're trying to change the DNA, to disconnect us. And if we think we're a body and a personality, basically, we're disconnected. And that's, they want to keep you locked into the, basically, the first three chakras, which are survival, sex, and power. They're energy centers of the body. And they want to keep us locked in, and they don't want us going into the heart or, you know, into the higher levels of consciousness. And so you see that in the music industry, the TV, you see it everywhere, you know. And they want to keep you in fear and locked into the lower emotions. But and that's by design, and that's just how they control you. You know, they control the flow of information. They control the knowledge.
And are they finding it harder and harder, though, because we're getting smarter and smarter? Did we surpass some areas they didn't think we were going to surpass?
Yeah, well, the problem is that there's a fail-safe mechanism. It's called the soul, and when it gets activated, it's game over, and that's what's happening. People's souls are kicking on. Your soul's connected to Creator, the Source, and the connection is through the heart. And so people are awakening globally, and It's a mass awakening that we're undergoing right now, and everybody has a name for it, the quickening, the ascension process, there's different names for all of it, but it can actually be scientifically measured because the Schumann resonance of Earth is off the scale right now. The solar flares and coronal mass ejections are also off the scale. The cosmic index is off the scale, and that creates changes in the DNA. It's all measurable. We're moving into a highly energized place in space, and we're ripe for this shift, this big shift that's coming. And all the other beings are also assisting in that. So the ascended masters, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, all of them are all connected, and they're all working together to get us through this planetary liberation process, this ascension process. And so it's so much more. But, they want to keep it in the past. They want to keep it foreboding and dark. They want to really push the negative agenda. And it's sad because they want to keep it like, it's all German back engineering, or it's all greys and reptilians abducting people, or it's all, they have all these, it's all government back engineering, stuff like that. Well, that's a really small piece of the pie. It is happening. It's all happening. But let's take the next step. Let's find out who they are, why they're here, what their cultures are, and have they been here in the past? And are they our ancient ancestors? A lot of them are, and they're returning, and they're the megalith builders, that built the pyramids and all those other massive structures that we still can't duplicate today.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.